League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Heumann, and I'm delighted to be joined by Mo Khan, Chief Executive of HFiber. How are you doing, Mo?
I'm well. Good morning, John. How are you doing? You well?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Not too bad. Not enjoying the rain. But I am enjoying more good news from HFiber, another human challenge model. Tell us about this latest contract.
Yeah, delighted to. So yeah, I mean we as you know, we recently announced a new challenge model in HMPV last month, and I'm pleased to announce a brand new challenge model that we're building against Flu B. So Flu B is a type of influenza. There's Flu A, B, C, and D. Flu A is B, being the most prevalent that everyone kind of is aware of, most people get infected with. Flu B actually has very similar symptoms to Flu A. The challenge with Flu B, though, is that the incidence of Flu B is very volatile. So when you study in a local epidemic of influenza, you don't really know what proportion of those people who have been infected with influenza have got type A or type B. And type B does vary quite significantly. This is a major challenge for customers or pharmaceutical industry who are trying to manufacture, you know, viruses or vaccines or antivirals against Flu B, because you don't know what the incidence is, and you need people infected with that target virus before you can test it. And the challenge model, of course, makes it the ideal tool, because we will be manufacturing the virus, the Flu B virus, so we can test our clients' vaccines and antivirals against this specific type of influenza. So yeah, very pleased that we've signed this £13.1 million contract with an existing big pharma client. This includes the manufacturer and also the characterization proportion of the program. Hopefully in the future, if we are successful with the characterization, we will then conduct a fully blown human challenge trial against Flu B as well.
Yeah, I mean, it really speaks to the value of human challenge models and actually creating treatments that are so much more targeted.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. The biggest challenge that you have when you're doing these type of trials in the real world, as it were, is if you don't get the target patient population, it's very difficult to measure whether your drug is effective or not. So you need to have that targeted virus infecting the individuals, then for you to be able to test your drug. And for us, any indication that has a volatile incidence rates in the field makes the challenge model the ideal scenario to test your drug. And you're absolutely right. And these type of indications are really a real ideal fit for the human challenge model.
And the fact that it's, you know, repeat business, a very large piece of repeat business, you know, with an existing customer, sort of really suggests that the industry is really waking up to the value of these challenge models as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've seen the growth in the number of human challenge trials that we are conducting. We've seen the diversification of the human challenge model that we are working in or are developing. And we've also seen the increase in the size of the human challenge trials themselves. In other words, more and more subjects are being included in these trials. And one of the key, I think, indicators for this is the fact that the FDA and other regulators are beginning to recognize the usefulness of the data that we are producing and the number of clients who received fast track designation for their products based on the human challenge trial data is kind of speaks volumes in that. And also, you know, a couple of clients have been acquired, or their asset has been acquired through human challenge trial data. And again, that's really a good step forward by tech companies to also use human challenge trial data to kind of expedite their drug development.
Yeah, absolutely. Incredibly valuable. Let's go back to this latest human challenge model. Tell us a bit about what comes next. What are the timings for this particular contract?
Yeah, so FluBee is a complex virus to actually manufacture as a human challenge virus. And we weren't actually 100% certain that we would be successful in actually developing this virus. And we've had a number of contingency strategies already in place to improve our success rate. And I'm pleased to announce that we have now passed the majority, if not all of the risky proportion of the manufacturing process. So we should have a fully manufactured virus ready for human clinical use by the end of quarter three. Once that's complete, we will then run the characterization study. As I mentioned before, the characterization study is to determine the optimal dose of the virus that causes a good level of infection and a stable disease in our healthy volunteers. After the characterization study finishes, and if that is successful, then we will move on to a future human, a full human challenge trial with this customer. Mm. On top of that, we've also got interest from other potential customers looking to do FluBee challenge trials. But all in all, hopefully by the end of quarter one next year, we will have a fully developed human challenge model.
Yeah, and presumably that human challenge model, then, as you say, you can use that with multiple customers potentially.
So that would be the goal, yeah. So after if the characterization is successful and we have got a good infective virus and we run the human challenge trial for this particular client, once we finish that, we will be free to use the virus for other future clients against FluBee.
Mm. I mean, flu is a big challenge for the world, and as you develop this, it sounds like it could have a massive potential impact on keeping flu under control.
Yeah, I mean, flu is a very intelligent virus, if I can say that. You know, it's some would argue that it's kind of more intelligent than human beings because we're not being able to really control it. It changes very fast. It's very mutagenic, and we've seen the effect, especially the young and the elderly, quite severely. We have a treatment that basically alleviates your symptoms, but there's no kind of real cure for the root cause. And we're hoping that the increased use of human challenge trials to target very specific subvariants of the influenza virus will help our customers to develop more targeted drugs and thereby hopefully gets a really viable vaccine out there that's effective and has a really high efficacy rates.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's more good news for hVIVO, more good news for shareholders, and obviously more good news for the planet as we sort of try and, as you say, keep these very dangerous diseases under control. Great talking to you again, Mark. Really, congratulations on another wonderful contract win.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on. Take care.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.